Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. I am Maria White, the Deputy Erie County Executive, and I am just thrilled to be with you this morning. I want to thank you for joining us for this exciting occasion. Today, we will top off the first building constructed on land acquired by the Erie County Industrial Land Development Corporation for the purpose of giving new life to the former Bethlehem Steel site. We are also here today to commemorate the opening of Dona Street and the continuation of the Shoreline Trail bike path, which together represent the first publicly owned infrastructure projects on this site in its 100-year history. I know that County Executive Mark Poloncarz is sad to miss this momentous occasion, but alas, the project is running ahead of schedule and we wouldn't dare slow down progress. 3 years ago, the acquisition of this land by the ILDC made front page news. Erie County, under the leadership of County Executive Poloncarz, indicated that we were betting big on the redevelopment of this property. Today is the first sign that that bet is paying off as our local company, TMP, the manufacturer of the Magic Eraser, a product which I wholeheartedly endorse, joins Welded Tube as the pioneers in the transformation of this property from its former brownfield status to a 21st century industrial park. When this 290,000 square foot facility is finished, TMP's project will have supported more than 100 construction jobs, and they will have invested $22 million in the local economy. They will have employed 126 new and retained workers with an annual payroll of $5.4 million, and they will have completed this feat safely in the middle of a global pandemic. Today, I want to thank TMP for staying in Erie County. Even as many other communities and states were calling your name, I want to thank you for choosing this site to meet your needs and for believing in the future of this land and in the city of Lackawanna. And of course, I want to thank our partners, without whom this progress would not have been possible. Our partners include Empire State Development, also represented here today, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, the city of Lackawanna, here today represented by our mayor, the Erie County Industrial Land Development Corporation and the Erie County Industrial Development Agency, represented by John Capolino and his staff, Tecumseh, also represented today by Tom Forbes, Invest Buffalo Niagara, National Grid, National Fuel, and policymakers like Congressman Higgins, the Erie County Legislature, and the New York State Assembly and Senate. County Executive Poloncarz knows that it is always through successful partnerships that projects like this get done. Before I introduce our next speaker, Mr. Bob Laughlin from TMP, I'd like to take a brief minute to touch on the opening of Dona Street and on the construction of the Shoreline bike path in the property. Erie County's Departments of Public Works and Environment and Planning played a huge role in the completion of these two projects, and I'd like to take a minute to thank the very dedicated and talented public servants of both departments who made this project possible. Together, these projects represent the first public infrastructure projects on this site in more than 100 years. But most importantly, the construction of the bike path especially fulfills Tecumseh's commitment to the people of Lackawanna that they would have access, public access, to this industrial park with views of Lake Erie. Tomorrow night at 6 p.m., the ILDC will be sponsoring a virtual public meeting on the extension of the bike path through the property to its terminus at Woodlawn Beach State Park. And certainly we encourage everyone to attend that public meeting. I want to thank again all of our partners, all of you, and especially to TMP for giving rise to this momentous occasion. With that, I'd like to introduce Bob. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Our management team, who is here with me today, we're all from Western New York. We were born and raised in Western New York. And for most of my adult life, this place, this site has been the old Bethlehem Steel site. So we're all thrilled and excited that they're finally making the transition into from unproductive use into the new Commerce Park. And our company is very proud to be part of that transition. In terms of what this will mean to our company, this expansion will allow us, well, to continue our growth. It's going to allow us to consolidate our operations, our manufacturing, and our complete storage needs all under one roof. We're going to be adding three additional production lines, and it will still have ample room for future expansion. In addition, we're going to be adding between 50 and 75 new jobs to our workforce over the next 5 years. And probably the most important thing this will do, it'll allow us to meet the growing needs of our customers. So simply, this project will secure our company's future in Buffalo for the foreseeable future. And the one thing, I love this site. It's great from a standpoint of access to major highways to meet our shipping and receiving needs, and to provide a very easy commute for our employees. I would like to just take a few minutes to recognize the people that are actually building this building. When you build something like this, you want to be put in good hands, and I think we're in the best of hands, starting with the general contractor, Colbeck Construction, under the leadership of the Kablacki brothers and Tom Barrett. Just wonderful people to deal with. In terms of the electrical contractor, we're dealing with CVM Electric under Carlo Madonia, another terrific company. And then you need a top-notch environmental firm for this, and we're working with, we think, the very best benchmark environmental under the leadership of Tom Forbes. And we've been working very close with Tom and his whole organization through this entire process. And also the security and alarm contractor, CompuFlex, under the leadership of Rashid Shaib. It's a pleasure to work with such knowledgeable, experienced contractors. I'd also like to mention, before there was any shovel in the ground, there's a lot of understandings we needed, information we needed. So we worked with a lot of different government agencies, and they were very helpful, very supportive. We worked with New York State. We worked with Kathy Hochul. We worked with the Empire State Development. Then we worked with the city of Lackawanna, the mayor, and heavily with Rich Stanton, especially in the area of permitting and approval of the site and what have you. And then we worked very closely with the ECIDA, the Erie County Industrial Development Agency. In fact, they're the ones that introduced us to this site. And after we did a thorough review analysis, and it had all the attributes we were looking for, it just made a lot of sense for us. And they kind of solved our expansion dilemma that we were facing. And of course, we worked closely with John Capolino and Beth O'Keefe, and we're grateful for all their support. And of course, Mark Poloncarz and his staff, who's responsible for actually getting this site from an unproductive use to getting it back into a industrial park. And at this point, I just want to thank all the parties that were involved in this, I just want to thank them for their help, their support, and their guidance in getting this project to a reality. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob. And with that, I'd like to now introduce our newly elected mayor of the city of Lackawanna, Annette Iafallo. Please.
Thank you, Deputy County Executive White, for inviting me here today, and a warm hello to everyone with us. I want to begin by thanking our New York State, Erie County, and ECIDA partners for working together with us to welcome TMP Technologies to Lackawanna, part of a larger effort to return this former Bethlehem Steel site to a productive reuse. The City of Lackawanna is grateful for TMP's investment in our community, bringing over 100 jobs and significant long-term economic benefits to our city. We are also thankful to them for being a part of a bold vision set forth by County Executive Poloncarz and his team for restoring economic and community vibrancy to this once proud site. We look forward to having TMP as a member of Lackawanna's business community for many years to come. Thank you.
Many thanks to the mayor. And with that, I'd like to introduce our new president of the ECIDA and the ILDC, John Capolino. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. What a great day, huh? Beautiful weather, great event. Standing here today, oops.
I should probably hang on to that.
So standing here today celebrating the topping off of the steel, I can't think but help all the people who helped make this project happen, some of which are here today, and Maria mentioned a lot of them. I did want to recognize Beth O'Keefe from our office, who was very involved in this, Beth, and Bob Laughlin. Bob, would you stand over here for me for a second? So I want to tell a little story with Bob and Beth, and I were out here one day and it was cold and maybe potentially snowing, and I looked at Bob and said, "Hey Bob, use your imagination. There's going to be a road over here. There's going to be water lines. There's going to be sewer lines. You can build a factory back here." And I want to thank Bob for not getting in his car and driving away immediately as we talked about that. But his team, you know, really had belief in our team that we could pull all this together. You know, I think we talked about even when he went to buy the property, you know, Tecumseh was very involved because they owned one of these parcels, and we had to say to Bob, "Oh yeah, you have to buy it from two different people," and we got it all put together, the results of which we're standing here today. I did want to really thank Bob for his belief and his willingness to invest in our community with this new facility. He's got a great team, and you can see by the progress they've made here to date, what this is going to be a great addition to our community. As Maria already thanked everybody, I did want to point out that it does take a lot of people, all the people that Maria mentioned, my staff. I wanted to thank my board, our ILDC board, as they helped as well. And I know that this will only be one of the first events that we're out here for. We'll be back, and I'm hoping that given this, that Bob will invite us back for a ribbon cutting and a grand opening sometime in the very near future. So great day here in Lackawanna, Western New York. Thank everybody. This is but the first, I think, reimagining of this site that you'll see. And I wanna congratulate Bob and the team and everyone involved, including all the workers who are behind us here doing all the great work. So thanks everyone.
And finally, for our last speaker, we have the president and CEO of Callbacks, Mr. Tom Barrett.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Everybody said a lot of great things this morning, and thanks pretty much everybody, I think. So it's not always the best to speak last, but I do want to reiterate and certainly thank our client, TMP, for this project. Really wouldn't be possible if they didn't have the foresight and the vision that John spoke to, really seeing an opportunity here in Lackawanna. And with that, I certainly want to thank the ECIDA and the county executive, the state of New York, and especially the city of Lackawanna and the mayor for all of her help in making this project get to where it is. I do want to point out a person in particular is Rich Stannon, along with Rich DiGiacomo. There's a lot of people that were really critical to making this project happen. This project wouldn't happen without the two of them. And then I want to talk a little bit about the building. So obviously this project wouldn't be happening if we didn't have a really hardworking group of people. So to the men and women really erecting the building, doing all of the site work, thank you for all of your work. Thank you for all of your efforts in getting us to where we are today, where we can erect the last piece of iron for the mainframe. The steel weighs 1,940,000 pounds, just under 1,000 tons, which is just an incredible feat. There was over 55 trucks to deliver that iron here onto the site. Hopefully that's information that helps you guys. Again, I want to thank all of you for coming out today. I know that we're going to get into the next steps of the program. But again, thank you. Thanks to TMP. Appreciate it.
I think with that, friends, we'll go ahead and sign the beam. And then if there's any further questions at that point, I'll gladly take them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.